The Fecal International Music Festival in County Clare begins today with promises of some wonderful performances, workshops and walks to enjoy. Among the musicians on stage will be the Shikitsi Mozambique Youth Orchestra, who will perform with the Kanaknagiha Cultural Group from Tulla in Clare. And here's what you can expect to hear. That sounds gorgeous. Kika Matarula is the founder and musical director of the Shikitsi Mozambique Youth Orchestra. And we're also joined by Breda McNamara from the Kanaknagiha Cultural Group. You're both very welcome indeed. Kika, why did you set up this orchestra back in 2013?
Well, this is a result of my experience working in Brazil in a social project for disadvantaged young people. So after that, I realized that I should go back to my country. I was at the time working and living between Portugal and Brazil. And my country, as you know, it's a poor country with major young people, with most of them no perspective of future. With this project, we gave them tools and the capacity for being a professional musicians and being in a social project. So this is the reason that we decided to create this project, give them excellence in terms of teaching music for disadvantaged people.
That's brilliant. And you have discovered talents that would not have been discovered. Breda, let me ask you how this collaboration for the Fecal Festival, how did that come about?
Good morning, Audrey. Well, for the last number of years, Kanaknagiha has been bringing groups out of the country to celebrate St. Patrick's Week, you know, in China and in America and in South Africa. And last year we went to Mozambique. And so we linked up with Shikitsi before we left so that we could have some collaboration done. But when we got there, it just took off, you know. There are no boundaries in music, we discovered, and their classical music and our traditional music, they just merged so well. So our trip was supported by the Irish Embassy and the Ambassador Patrick Empey, and actually the South African Ambassador Austin Gormley were instrumental in bringing us out. And then the seed was sown for a return visit. So that's when it started. And then we wanted a platform, I suppose, to showcase what Shikitsi can do. And so I asked the director of the Fecal International Music Festival, Gary Pepper, if he would give them an opportunity to perform in concert with Kanaknagiha. And Fecal is a huge festival in its 38 years. You know, it's a small village, but it punches way above its weight. And like the thousands of people will go through Fecal in the next couple of days. So he gave us the opportunity to perform in concert on Thursday night.
Oh, fantastic. Kika, what sort of music will you be playing? Will it be Irish traditional music?
Well, that's the beautiful thing of this this interchange with the Tula group. So we will be performing Mozambican songs, folk Mozambican songs, together with Irish musicians and also Irish music with them. So we'll be this is exactly what Breda was saying. It's a cultural Mozambican cultural Irish culture. In the end, it's about music. It's about arts.
Had you played any traditional Irish music before now?
Well, actually, let me first say thank you so much to the Irish Embassy for this opportunity. Well, we started to work in Mozambique last March in the interchange during the St. Patrick's Day. And it was challenging, I have to say. It's different rhythms, it's different way of playing. We used to play with sheet music and all this stuff. And suddenly we are improvising, we're learning new rhythms. But in the end, I have to say, it was magic. It was magic. And I would like tell everybody to come over and see, because before we couldn't play it. We didn't play. We learned even how to sing the anthem, the Irish anthem, which we will perform also tomorrow night.
It sounds fabulous. I'm very tempted to book my place right now. Breda, how does it sound? What do you think of it all, the final result as you're rehearsing?
Yeah, it's absolute magic, Audrey. It would make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. And if you could hear those Mozambican singers singing Orana Vien Oscuelga, I don't think I've ever heard it sung so well. And you'd think they were Irish, like they have just nailed it completely. Mm-hmm. And just for to hear the national anthem performed is worth it on its own to come to the concert. But the collaboration is just fabulous. And the Tulla musicians here from Connachtaghuiha are playing real East Clare music. And the Mozambique Orchestra are backing that music, and it is the most amazing sound. We've been surprised ourselves by, you know, what the outcome has been, but they're just such talented musicians, and actually the group just mingle and merge so well together that it has been an absolute pleasure, the whole programme, and we're delighted, and I think it's the start of many of such journeys in the future because it has proved to be so successful.
Well, you will both benefit enormously, I would imagine, from this trip. Kika, what do you hope to get out of it? Because as Breda has been saying, and you emphasising as well, music has no borders.
Yes, music has no borders. And I have to say, for my students, it's a huge experience in terms of human side, in human wise, in terms of musically. And of course, this country is beautiful and we're having such a big experience, huge experience. So we hope to bring back to Mozambique and share with our colleagues all this experience that we are having, and hope we can continue with this.
Well, you are so welcome here, and we hope you have a wonderful experience at the FICAL International Music Festival. Good luck to you all. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. Kika Matarula, who is the founder and musical director of the Shikitsi Mozambique Youth Orchestra, and Breda McNamara from the Connachtaghuiha Cultural Group in Tulla in Clare. It's 7:52. We'll be back with the business news after this break.